Mr. Obama, I'd like to personally thank you. Bravo, applause, credit to you for the president you are and the work that you do with Saudi Arabia and Netanyahu. Mr. Obama, I couldn't possibly thank you alone. You need to acknowledge the leader you are and how you have grown. So Mr. Obama, my gratitude shall be extended. Thank you from an orphan child to every precious life you have ended. I will thank you again, but then I would have to stop and put down my pen. What keeps me going is knowing that every life will come to an end. Yours, Netanyahu's, and Satan, your best friend. Let's take it easy, let's not pretend. I can't even get myself to thank you sarcastically. You were a disgrace, a demon to humanity. I said you were a leader, I gave you credit. I rewound back and correctly edit. I applauded you and told you that you grew. An American criminal, nothing new. See, when Bush left, we thought the trash would never be back. But the only difference is the trash is now black. You obedient puppet, pathological liar. What makes you think you're any greater or higher? Blood on your hands and demonic attire. You blame terrorists for killing them, yet you're their primary fool and sole supplier. You explicitly stated that you armed and trained ISIS, the American soldiers in different dress. You supply these robots with all they need and turn a cheek as mothers, children, humans bleed. You then have the nerve to publicly explain that Islam shouldn't be targeted all in vain. We all clearly know your single aim. How dare you play your malicious game? Hey Obama, are Malaya and Natasha a different kind? Are they not kids like the children of Syria and Palestine? Or do you just choose to turn away and be blind because this is how you were told the world is designed? Hey Obama, is Michelle's life of greater worth? Are lives fairly differently on this planet Earth? Is she also blind and unable to hear a child's cry and a mother's plea? Oh yep, that's right. She must be occupied. Vines, YouTube, getting publicity on her side? You murderer, rapist, criminal of war. Death comes knocking on everyone's door. How do you sleep and rest your head when a gravestone now rests above a child's bed? How do you sleep and rest your head when a child is crying because they cannot be fed? How do you sleep and rest your head knowing it's pure injustice you have led? No surprise, look around. Not in the Middle East, but your hometown. We will never forget the lives you've taken from Sandra Bland to Michael Brown. Your time is up, and election day is soon to come. Goodbye to you, and welcome to the next puppet, a low-life scum. Thank you, did I really say? Need I remind you of Judgment Day?